Thank you, Ganesh. And dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashant Nilayam, and welcome to Thursday Live. After Vedam, it is time for Bhajan Sayam team, Radio Sai's Bishu, and let's learn a new bhajan, just like we do on every Thursday. Just like we tune into Radio Sai on every Thursday, not only for Vedam but also for bhajans. I was talking to one former student of Bhagwan's University, Dr. Sonam. He's someone who joined Bhagwan's college way back in 1978, even before Bhagwan had inaugurated the university. He was part of the Vrindavan College. And he was someone who was always into music right from his childhood, English music and all kinds of music, popular music. And do you know what brought him to Swami as a young teenager? What attracted him to Bhagwan? His bhajans. He started going for Sai bhajans in Sikkim, where he comes from. And he felt so drawn to bhajans and being part of a bhajan session wherever, around his home, in his samiti, in his town, that is what really intensified his desire to become a student. He wanted to be a student in Bhagwan's University so that he could sing bhajans to Swami. So that is how his journey started. Bhajans were used by Bhagwan as a bait. Just like Mother Yashoda used to have that bait of butter in her hand and beckon Krishna, Bhagwan used this bait of beautiful music and drew so many souls into his fold so that he could purify us, so that he could ensure that our souls were cleansed of everything that is not truth, so that only he, only the truth shines within us and expresses itself as pure love. So let's offer a gratitude to Bhagwan for having given us this blessing, this boon of Sai bhajans, and let us strive and make every opportunity of singing his bhajans a real session of conversation with him. So let us begin this session of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom with a prayer. Let us offer our most prayerful and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Mother Sai. Dearest Mother, please bless us so that we realize the value of your love, so that we learn to make most of this precious opportunity of experiencing your love in our lives. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. In today's episode, we learn a bhajan dedicated to Bhagwan as the Divine Mother. The first line of this bhajan goes like this.
Tripura Sundari Ma Ambadaya Sagare Ma.
So this is the Sanskrit bhajan we are going to learn now. Like always, let's become familiar with the lyrics first, and then we'll move on to the raga, the tala, the meaning of its every word. And in the end, we will listen to three former students of Bhagwan's University who have been members of the Prashanti Bhajan group. They share what they have learned about bhajan singing from Bhagwan himself. So we'll listen to them towards the end of the program. For the moment, let's get started with the lyrics.
Tripura Sundari Ma Amba Daya ಸಾಗರಿ ಮಾ, ಸುಂದರ ವದನಿ ಮಾ, ಅಂಬ ಸುಗುಣ ಮನೋಹರಿ ಮಾ, ಜಯ ಜಗ ಜನನಿ ಮಾ, ಅಂಬ ಜಗದೋದ್ಧಾರಿಣಿ ಮಾ, ಪರ್ತಿ ನಿವಾಸಿನಿ ಮಾ, ಅಂಬ ಪಾಪ ವಿಮೋಚನಿ ಮಾ.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. Then you will hear Brother Anirudh follow him after every line. And when he does that, you too, dear listeners, please join Anirudh and get to singing so that you get a fairly good idea of how this bhajan flows.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C Pancham. Tripura Sundari Ma Ambadaya Sagare Ma
Tripura Sundari Ma ಅಂಬದಯಾ ಸಾಗರೇಮಾ
ತ್ರಿಪುರ ಸುಂದರೀಮಾ ಅಂಬದಯಾ ಸಾಗರೇಮಾ
ತ್ರಿಪುರ ಸುಂದರೀಮಾ ಅಂಬದಯಾ ಸಾಗರೇಮಾ
ಸುಂದರ ವದನಿ ಮಾ ಅಂಬ ಸುಗುಣ ಮನೋಹರಿ ಮಾ
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 ಜಯ ಜಗ ಜನನಿ ಮಾ ಅಂಬ ಜಗದೋಧಾರಿಣಿ ಮಾ ಪಾಪ ವಿಮೋಚನಿ ಮಾ
ಪರಿತಿ ನಿವಾಸಿನಿ ಮಾ ಅಂಬ ಪಾಪ ವಿಮೋಚನಿ ಮಾ
ಪರಿತಿ ನಿವಾಸಿನಿ ಮಾ ಅಂಬ ಪಾಪ ವಿಮೋಚನಿ ಮಾ
ಪರಿತಿ ನಿವಾಸಿನಿ ಮಾ ಅಂಬ ಪಾಪ ವಿಮೋಚನಿ ಮಾ
ತ್ರಿಪುರ ಸುಂದರಿ ಮಾ ಅಂಬದಯಾ ಸಾಗರಿ ಮಾ.
So that was Ravi Kumar and Anirudh singing to you every line of this beautiful bhajan very slowly without any musical accompaniments. And now let us move on in this program and learn a little more about the composition of this bhajan. Anirudh is here in the studios now to tell us more about what are the swaras and the raga behind this bhajan. Anirudh, please go on, enlighten us about the technicalities of this bhajan.
Sairam Vishu, this bhajan is based on the raga Shivaranjini.
Yes.
And it is a very well-known raga. The notes of this raga are like this.
Sa re ga pa da sa sa da pa ga re sa.
So in this raga you have
sa re, re is shuddhri, ga,
ga is the minor ga which is komal ga.
Yes.
Pa dha,
dha is also major, shuddh dha.
Sa da pa ga re sa da sa.
So these are the notes of the raga. It's a very beautiful raga where you have kind of pining for God and why God has not yet listened to your prayers and you're crying out for God.
Very easy to convey pathos and
yeah,
those kind of feelings.
Even if you see the songs or the compositions, other bhajans,
yes,
it's in the same mood and plane. Though this bhajan is a namavali kind of, it just praises.
Yes, for example, if you take that bhajan Nandalala, Tumari Sharanam.
Yeah, exactly.
Without you, beautiful. I cannot survive. Those kind of feelings.
Yeah.
Wonderful. So yeah, please go on, just give us a small alap so that all the listeners get the flow of this raga.
So I think you have in this raga both the gas actually.
Okay.
So both the gas are also used.
Yeah. So in the flow it just comes with both the...
Perhaps to add beauty to the compositions...
Yeah.
People use both the dhas in this raga.
Yeah, yeah. It is like not very straightforward use.
Yes.
Like it conveys more of, you know,
yes,
that spining and...
Yes.
So like that,
yes.
The feeling is like that.
Wonderful.
In fact, when I sing this alap, I am reminded of the beautiful song sung by M.S. Subbalakshmi. Kurai Ondrum Illai Marai Murthi Kanna. It's a very beautiful Tamil song and you should go through the meaning of the song in the internet.
Kurai Ondrum Illai Marai Murthi Kanna. Kurai Ondrum Illai Kanna. Kurai Ondrum Illai Govinda. கண்ணுக்கு தெரியாமல் நிற்கின்றாய் கண்ணா, கண்ணுக்கு தெரியாமல் நின்றாலும் எனக்கு குறை ஒன்றும் இல்லை மறைமூர்த்தி கண்ணா.
It goes like that. Beautiful song.
Fantastic.
It's a ragamalika actually. It has many ragas, but the first part of the song is Shivaranjani.
Shivaranjani. Okay. So let's move on now to this bhajan. Arvind Sai is here along with us. So please take every line and let us try to follow the swaras as you sing.
Yeah, sure.
Tripura Sundari Ma Ambadaya Sagari Ma Gagari Dada Sagari Sari ga pa da pa ga ri sa.
Ga ga ri dha dha sa ga ri. Sari ga pa da pa ga ri sa.
Sundara vadani ma. Amba Suguna Manohari Ma. Da 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 pa da ga pa da. Ga pa da sa 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 ri da sa da pa da.
Da 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 pa da ga pa da. Ga pa da sa 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 ri da sa da pa da.
Jaya jaga janani ma amba jagado dharini ma. Ga 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 ri ga sa ri ga. Ga ga ri ga ri da da sa ga ri. Ga ri sa da pa da sa ri ga.
Ga 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 ri ga sa ri ga. Ga ga ri ga ri da da sa ga ri. Ga ri sa da pa da sa ri ga.
Panti ni va si ni ma. Amba papa vimo chani ma. Sa 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 da ri sa pa. Ga pa da sa da pa ga ri ga sa.
Sa 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 da ri sa pa. Ga pa da sa da pa ga ri ga sa.
That was beautiful, Anirudh. So please, Anirudh, tell us some more bhajans in this raga.
Yeah, the bhajan which comes to my mind is, as you told,
Nandalala, Nandalala, Daya Karo Bhagavan.
Beautiful, yes. Composition. Also you have
Jaya Jaya Ram, Jagadabhiram.
Yes.
Pahi Mahesha, Jaya Jagadisha.
Not sung so often, but
yeah,
it's very beautiful.
But short and sweet, wasn't it?
Yes.
All these belong to Shivaranjani. Yeah.
That really gives us a very good idea of this raga and so many bhajans in this raga. Let's move on to the beat, Anirudh.
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is regular 8 beat, Adi Talam. And the count is 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Tripura Sundari Ma. Ambadaya Sagari Ma. Tripura Sundari Ma. Ambadaya Sagari Ma.
Wonderful. Thank you, Arvind Sai, for adding on the Kanjira part to this bhajan tutor. Sometime we should also train our listeners on how to play Kanjira.
Yeah, sure, Vishu, we'll do that.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you very much, Arvind Sai and Anirudh.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sairam.
So now you know the lyrics, the raga and the tala of this bhajan. And it's time to move on to the most important aspect, the bhava, or the feeling with which we should sing this bhajan, how we should render it so that it becomes a worthy offering to our beloved Bhagwan. So let's start with the first line.
Tripura Sundari Ma, Ambadaya Sagari Ma.
Here the first word is Tripura, coming from Tri meaning three and Pura means city. Hence, Tripura literally means three cities. The second word is Sundari, meaning she who is beautiful. Tripura Sundari, in fact, is one of the thousand names of the Divine Mother in the Lalita Sahasranam, and a detailed account of the story about Goddess Tripura Sundari is contained in the first 84 names of the first 34 shlokas of this sacred hymn. Let me narrate this story very briefly. Lord Shiva, who is one among the holy trinity of gods, gets married to Sati, the daughter of Daksha. Apparently, Daksha and Lord Shiva do not get along, and so Daksha does not invite Lord Shiva for a yajna or a sacrifice that he conducts. However, Sati goes to attend this sacrifice being performed by her father in spite of Lord Shiva's protest. Now, during the yajna, Daksha insults Lord Shiva, and so Sati jumps into the fire and ends her life. Consequently, Daksha gets killed by Lord Shiva, but he is later resurrected with a goat's head. This incident upsets Lord Shiva so much that he enters into deep meditation. Later, Sati reincarnates as Parvati and she finally again gets married to Lord Shiva. During this time, the devas or the angels are harassed by a demon named Surapadma, who has a boon that he can be killed only by a son of Lord Shiva and Parvati. And so to wake up Lord Shiva from his deep meditation, the devas depute Manmatha, the god of love. So Manmatha shoots his flower arrows at Lord Shiva. This upsets Lord Shiva, and now the Lord opens his third eye and burns Manmatha into ashes. And then the devas and Rati Devi, the wife of Manmatha, now request Lord Shiva to give back life to Manmatha, and so the Lord accedes to their request. And from these ashes comes a demon named Bhandasura, who starts troubling the devas. The devas now seek the advice of sage Narada, who advises them to conduct a fire sacrifice. And it is from this fire that the form of the goddess Tripura Sundari emerges. The devas pray to the goddess now to annihilate the demon Bhandasura, and the goddess Tripura Sundari does so through a series of events, through a series of amazing events. So that in brief is the legend associated with the name Tripura Sundari. In fact, the Indian state of Tripura gets its name from this goddess. There is a temple dedicated to her situated in the ancient city of Udaipur, about 55 kilometers from Agartala, the capital of Tripura. However, there is a lot of inner meaning to this name Tripura Sundari. During Dasara 1992, Bhagwan explained, to secure the grace of the Lord, one has to have purity of the heart, purity in speech, and purity in action. This triple purity is described in Vedantic parlance as Tripura Sundari. Swami said this and went on to explain, Lakshmi, who is the embodiment of all prosperity, is represented by the heart. The mouth represents Saraswati, while Kriya Shuddhi or purity in action is represented by Goddess Durga. Therefore, the goddess Tripura Sundari symbolizes all three aspects of Durga, Lakshmi and Saraswati together in one form. Bhagwan explains that the cosmic energy principle manifests herself in the form of these three aspects. Swami says that Mother Durga grants to us all types of energy, not just physical but also mental and spiritual. Similarly, Mother Lakshmi bestows on us wealth of many kinds, not just money but intellectual wealth, the wealth of character, the wealth of health. And Mother Saraswati bestows on us intelligence and the power of discrimination. During the same Dasara festival of 1992, on the holy day of Vijayadashami, Bhagwan gave another interesting insight and said that each of us also is Tripura Sundari. He said, a human being has five sheets or five koshas. These five sheets have been grouped into three. The gross sheet is the Annamaya Kosha, the three koshas of Pranamaya, which is the vital breath, Manomaya, which is the mental sheath, and the Vijnanamaya, which is the intellectual sheath. All these three together constitute the subtle sheath. And the causal sheath is the Anandamaya Kosha, which is the sheath of bliss. Even the last sheath, Anandamaya Kosha, Swami says, does not represent total bliss, because there is a higher entity above the Anandamaya Kosha, and that is known as Mahakarana or supra-causal entity. And this, Bhagwan said, is the Atmic principle. And after explaining all this, Bhagwan said, because every individual has these three bodies, the gross, subtle and causal, and all the five sheaths are embedded into these three bodies, every being is called Tripura Sundari. Every human being has these three Tripuras. The three Puras are the body, the mind and the heart. Since the Prakriti element, that is the element of nature, which is feminine in nature, is present in greater measure in the body, every individual is termed as Sundari, or a beautiful feminine form. Therefore, when we observe the triple purity of thought, word and deed, we too indeed become beautiful or Sundari, Sundari in every sense of the word. So that is some explanation of this profound word Tripura Sundari. Moving on, the third word is Ma, meaning mother. The fourth is Amba, which again means mother. The fifth word is Daya, meaning compassion. And the sixth is Sagari, meaning she who is the ocean. So in this line, Tripura Sundari Ma, Amba, Daya, Sagari Ma, we bow before the supreme energy principle who assumes the beautiful form of Goddess Tripura Sundari, the ocean of compassion who bestows on us all types of energy, wealth, intelligence, prosperity and discrimination. Let's move on to the second line.
Sundaravadane Ma Amba Suguna Manohari Ma.
The first word here is Sundara, meaning beautiful, and the second word is Vadani, meaning face. Hence the phrase Sundara Vadani Ma means the mother with a beautiful face. The fifth word is Suguna, coming from Su, meaning good, and Guna means attribute. The sixth word is Manohari, meaning one who enchants the mind. The love of Mother Sai in action is not only a sight to behold, but also a lesson for everyone to learn from and emulate. Many decades ago, during the Dasara festival, Bhagwan personally used to perform Narayan Seva in the grounds in Prashanti Nilayam. He used to serve each and every devotee who came with his own hands, bending and stretching for hours on end. On one such occasion, there was a small child in the lap of his mother, and he was too small to partake of the prasadam which Bhagwan was giving. So Bhagwan called the boy standing around and said, "Get milk from the kitchen. This boy is too small to partake of this prasadam." So the boys ran and came back with a glass of milk, by which time Bhagwan had moved ahead towards the end of that row. But just as the glass of milk was given to the child, right from the end of that row where Bhagwan was serving, he immediately turned and said, "Wait." And now Bhagwan walked back to the entire row and came to the place where the small child was about to be given the glass of milk. And holding the glass of milk, he told the boys, "See, this milk that you have brought is so hot. If the child drinks it, it will burn his tongue. How can you give such hot milk to this small child?" And then Bhagwan asked for one more glass, and he personally poured the milk from cup to cup, checking the temperature till that time the milk was of the right temperature, and then gave the milk to the small one. The Divine Mother demonstrating how we should serve and care. Bhagwan always related completely to the needs of the other because he saw himself in the other. And that, in fact, is the most profound lesson in service. So in this line, Sundara Vadini Ma, Amba Suguna Manohari Ma, we describe the Divine Mother as the one with a beautiful face, the one who is endowed with supremely sacred qualities, the one who captures our hearts. Let us seek her blessings so that we too may imbibe her noble virtues. Let's move on to the third line.
Jaya Jaga Janani Ma, Amba Jagadodharini Ma.
The first word here is Jaya, meaning may victory be too. The second word is Jagat Janani, derived from Jagat and Janani. Jagat means that which comes and goes, and this refers to the universe which witnesses endless births and deaths. The word Janani means mother. Mrs. Meenakshi Sangam from Mumbai has been a Sai devotee for long. When her daughter Savita was about 4-5 years old, she used to take lunch to her at her school. One day she finished the household chores quickly and decided to take a short nap and then go to the school. But she ended up sleeping very soundly. When she woke up, unfortunately, it was well past lunchtime. She felt agonized because she wondered what her poor child would have done in hunger. And then she went and shared her agony with her apartment neighbors. She was in depression. But in a while, the little girl came back from school and surprisingly, she seemed quite cheerful. One of the neighbors asked Savita if she had eaten lunch and she said yes. And Mrs. Meenakshi, who was there, was surprised. Savita now went on to mention the menu and she listed out the exact menu that Meenakshi had prepared at home that day. And the little one further added, "I only left behind a little curd rice. And you know, mother had got for me a chocolate too." And when Mrs. Meenakshi looked inside Savita's school bag, to her utter surprise, there were 2 packets of vibhuti, unmistakable signs of Bhagwan's compassion. Her eyes moistened and she felt as if Mother Sai was telling her, "Isn't your child my child as well? How can I allow my child to go hungry?" Bhagwan often used to say, "My love is greater than the love of 1,000 mothers. You cannot understand the love of one mother. How can you fathom my love?" So that is Jai Jagat Janani Ma. Moving on, the other new word in this line is Jagatodharini, derived from Jagat and Udharini. Udharini means she who uplifts. And so Jagatodharini means the cosmic mother who uplifts the entire universe. It might be pertinent to share here what Bhagwan had told Mr. Charles Penn, one of the very early devotees of Baba from the United States. Mr. Charles had his physical darshan in 1968 at Mumbai. His faith and devotion were enriched by his experiences at Dharmakshetra and the World Conference at Mumbai, especially Baba's revelation of his being the one divine principle come in human form. And when he returned to the United States, Swami appeared in his physical form before him at his residence and said, "Charles, you saw at Bombay the tens of thousands of seekers of liberation striving to catch at least a glimpse of me. These numbers are but a drop in the ocean when you compare to the countless unseen souls who try to reach me from beyond mortal bounds. To all, I give my love and my light and help each one forward towards liberation." And Bhagwan then added, "Those who cry for the chance to see me in the concrete form have their prayers answered. To each, I give every opportunity for darshan, for they deserve and they do receive my love." And then Bhagwan continued, But then, Charles, there are those who may never see me in the concrete form. They have all the same reached me through a friend, a book, or a photograph. To each of these, if they yearn deeply, I give my darshan inwardly. These two I love as deeply, for they have begun to see themselves as being beyond their body, as being divine souls. This is true advancement towards self-realization. Liberation and peace can be theirs through loving the Lord in meditation, and all who meditate upon me as the one with many names and forms will have peace. This is the divine assurance of Cosmic Mother Sai many years ago to Mr. Charles Penn. So in this line, Jai Jagat Janani Ma, Amba Jagato Dharini Ma, we proclaim victory to the Universal Mother, the one who uplifts us and liberates us. Let's move on to the last line.
Parti Nivasini Ma, Amba Papa Vimochani Ma.
The first word here is Parti, referring to Puttaparthi, the Mecca and Jerusalem of the present age. The second word is Nivasini, meaning she who is the resident of. The fifth word is Papa, meaning sin. And the sixth word is Vimochani, which means she who destroys. In the Astotra Shatanamavali, or the 108 names adoring Bhagwan Baba, there is a line which says Om Shri Sai Sarva Papa Kshaya Karaya Namaha. Elaborating on this, Professor Kasturi writes that we have to earn the grace of God through surrender. Then He will definitely destroy our sins. Bhagwan lovingly explains that there is no sin, and says that what is called sin is the effect of ignorance of one's high heritage, of one's destiny, of one's potential and one's excellence. In fact, Bhagwan never encourages self-condemnation. He says, how can you condemn yourself when you have as your core Sai Himself? Bhagwan adds that when a sin is committed on account of ignorance or weakness, we must repent sincerely. Swami says, repentance and the resolution to desist from it in future, with prayers to the Lord to endow the needed strength of mind, will help the process of cleansing. He further adds, Daurbalyam is papam, which means weakness is sin. Weakness which refuses to acknowledge the truth one sees and experiences, which dreads the ordeal of confession, which hesitates to stick to truth. This weakness is sin. Bhagwan once told Dr. John Hislop, with sincere repentance, all sin can be washed away. God's grace responds. If it is His wish to forgive, nothing can stand in the way of the Lord's will. All karma can be cancelled out. Thus, when we resolve to give up committing mistakes and strive wholeheartedly to earn the grace of the Lord, He simply wipes away all our mistakes, all our shortcomings, all our sins. So in this line, Parti Nivasini Ma, Amba Papa Vimochani Ma, we glorify the Divine Mother who chose Puttaparthi for her advent, the Mother who destroys our sins, who fills us with confidence to stay on the right path, and who helps us to strive to earn her grace. So with this, we have finished getting a glimpse of the inner meaning of all the lines of this bhajan. And now, let's listen to the full version of this bhajan as it is sung in the Prashant Nila Mandir by the students of Bhagwan's University. And as you listen to this, dear listeners, please do sing along.
Tripura Sundari Ma, Ambadaya Sagare Ma.
From the National Bhajan Workshop held in the Vrindavan Ashram in June 2013. Three members of the Prashanti Bhajan Group, brothers Ravi Kumar, Amay and Siddhartha, share what they have learned about Bhajan singing from Bhagwan himself.
So just imagine if each one of us were to think that this is our last book. Swami, this is my last offering to you. Take it, you know, let me, that will bring us, that, give us that bhava. It is not a fatalistic or a negative way of thinking. It is just that I want to give my best because I don't know when else will I get an opportunity to give my best. So that is another way in which we can get bhava. Another very beautiful way of getting bhava is what our sir had told, what Swami had told. He said, I think one day in one of the interviews, one of the students asked, Swami, it's not always possible that I can get full bhava when I'm singing, Daya Karo Shiva Gangadha. I may not have any problems in my life. So I may not be able to put the necessary feelings in that bhajan to convey. Then how do I do it? And Swami said, you don't need to have problems. And this is a great message for every singer. Swami said, every singer is like a conduit or a pipe which is going to convey the message or the prayers of all those devotees who are seated behind to the Lord. So just imagine, every singer is like a pipe who is taking their prayers and conveying it to the Lord. And then Swami said, for such a pipe, how clean and pure it should be. Just imagine, if the pipe itself is contaminated, you are going to contaminate someone else's prayers. You may not be having any problems, but there may be someone out there who is having a problem and who is using your bhajan to convey his prayers to the Lord.
Instead of this, the main singer, the lead singer being a conduit to the Lord, rather than making us probably lift our collar and say, yes, we are the Lord, it puts that much added responsibility on us. We are the conduit between the devotee and the Lord. It's our responsibility to keep it clean.
For that matter, and that is why I feel, even bhajan singing is a service. And that is why our organization is Sri Satya Sai Seva organization only. Because bhajan is not a spiritual activity. We say for practical purposes it's under spiritual wing. Okay, but bhajan is a service. Because if you are able to take a devotee closer to God, what better service can we do? Isn't it? That should be the emotion that should be there when we are, Swami, please help me to convey someone else's prayers to you. Because I may not have my own prayer. That is, if you don't have your own prayer.
I have another story. I just thought I'd narrate this story. This happened to a brother who's now working in Swami's institution. When he was doing his MBA, Swami one day had told him to go get his braces removed. Swami said, I think you should go and remove your braces. So that day, he wanted to tell Swami that he's going to go and go to the dentist and come back. But he had to go to Anantapur, which means he would reach back only at 5:30, but bhajans would start at 5. So he wanted to tell Swami, and that he was a little upset that he would not be able to make it for bhajan. So he informed Swami. He said, Swami, I'm feeling a little bad to go. Why? I only told you to go remove your braces. No, Swami, if I go, I will come back only at 5:30. I will miss bhajan. Swami said, when will bhajan start? Bhajan starts at 5, Swami. So Swami then told him, let me tell you something. Wherever you are at 5 o'clock, you just sit quietly, close your eyes and sing for me. I will listen to you. You don't have to make it here. So even if we are not able to make it for a bhajan, we were talking under punctuality, we were talking about how if you are not able to make it for bhajan, or something else calls for our attention, it does not mean that we need to feel bad that we are missing out on bhajan. And I don't think that is something that Swami has given only that brother. That is for each and every one of us. So wherever we are, we can still sing to Swami. That, because that is the bhavam that we sing. We sing for him. So we can develop that all the time, and we can have it at any point of time, wherever we are.
So that was a short excerpt from the National Bhajan Workshop held in the Vrindavan Ashram of Bhagwan in June 2013. And with that, we've reached the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We do hope you enjoyed it as much as we did in offering it to you. The audio engineers for this program are Dhananjay, Sunil and Abhishek. And the background music was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. As always, dear listeners, please feel free to mail us your valuable feedback. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. We offer this yet another episode of Bhajan Classroom with humility and love at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. So with that, it's time to draw the curtains on this segment of Thursday Live, and my colleagues Prem and Sai Prakash are waiting to take over for our next segment, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. And I will be back in an hour after this program for a fresh episode of Outside Inside, Deep Inside. And today, we are going to listen to some of the highlights of the moving celebration of the 13th anniversary of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield. Also, a very interesting conversation with Mr. Satish Chandra. You will listen to the part 2 of this conversation, and Satish Chandra is someone who, after doing his management in Bhagwan's university, was blessed to serve, and he continues to serve in his hospital in Bangalore. And recently he undertook this wonderful, thrilling adventure of going to the rural parts of Kerala on his bicycle, 450 kilometers on road, on the bike. And where did he go? To the houses of patients treated in Bhagwan's hospitals. So how was his experience? What were his moments of thrill? What were his moments of panic? What was his inspiration? And what were those moments of introspection too? We will listen to all this. So plenty of exciting things coming our way. Stay tuned to Thursday Live. I can see before me there is a surprise guest today for Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. Prem and Sai Prakash will reveal it to you. So, wishing you all the best and keep listening as we continue to offer our programs on Thursday Live to Bhagwan. Thank you so much and Sai Ram.